Last week, the National Cotton Council joined with 69 other national, regional, and state farm and commodity organizations in sending a letter to Secretary of Agriculture Tom Vilsack requesting that USDA extend the current June 1 status date that farms have to comply with the actively engaged regulation. Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council, joins us with this and other updates from the week in Washington.
The letter requests that this June 1 date be extended until the end of 2016 to allow farms sufficient time to make necessary changes to remain in compliance with the new actively engaged provisions and therefore continue to be eligible for Farm Bill safety net programs. We're waiting for a response from USDA on this extension request and if it will be granted and for how long.
Also this week, the Senate Agriculture Appropriations process is moving forward. The full Appropriations Committee in the Senate is expected to approve the measure on Thursday.
Once that happens, it's expected that the agriculture funding bill may be paired up with another funding package and will move to the Senate floor in the next 2 to 3 weeks. That bill contains important provisions for the cotton industry, like funding for the boll weevil and pink bollworm eradication programs, funding for market development and export promotion activities, as well as funding for the 3 cotton ginning labs located across the Cotton Belt and other provisions that the industry has worked for to have included in that package. The language has not been released yet. It will be available on Thursday following full committee consideration, and we'll be looking at that closely to ensure that the industry's priorities are included in that package.
Also in the Senate this week, negotiations and discussions are continuing between leaders of the Senate Agriculture Committee to try to find a compromise solution on the issue of GMO labeling.
This issue and reaching a resolution has continued to elude leadership in the Senate, but it's something that the pressure is continuing to build for them to try to reach some compromise so a final piece of GMO labeling legislation can be approved by Congress before the July 1 date when the Vermont labeling law goes into effect.
And finally, on the regulatory front,
EPA is holding a meeting of their Pesticide Advisory Committee, and North Carolina cotton producer Alan McLaurin serves on that committee and will be participating in the meeting with a focus on trying to highlight for EPA staff cotton industry's significant concerns with some of the recent actions EPA has taken that are threatening to either eliminate key crop protection products from the market or severely restrict how those products can be used. One of those products that could be impacted here is malathion, which is critical to continue the boll weevil eradication efforts in South Texas. There's also significant concern around some of the actions EPA is taking to try to protect pollinators and going so far as to remove products from the market that the cotton industry needs to ensure we can maintain our crops and ensure a high yield and quality. And some of these products have currently been available, but now EPA is proposing to remove the label for their use on cotton. So all these issues will be highlighted as we're continuing our efforts with EPA to try to make sure that producers can continue to have access to these products that are critical for their farming operations.